312-521-8600. Oiling the Bobcat on this final Monday of August. That's
wow.
It. I mean, it's technically, according to Tom Skilling, fall starts a week from today because he goes by the
Labor Day.
September, October, November compartmentalizing of the seasons. That's fall to him. Not September 21st. It's September 1st, and that is a week from today.
So in theory, in 3 weeks, could it be 60 degrees?
Sure. It could be.
Yeah.
Hope it isn't, but.
Yeah, how have you fared? This has not been a cold summer, but it hasn't been a overtly hot one like you like.
The 3 weeks I was out of town.
Oh, you were in
the
heat.
Weather was fantastic.
It was like your warm
85, sunny every day wherever we went. Yeah. So that's good. Yoti Kumar went to the doctor after she started experiencing constant abdominal pain, and experts in the Indian city of Nagpur discovered the cause was a baby skeleton that had been inside her for 38 years. She had an ectopic pregnancy when she was 24 and was told the fetus growing outside of her womb would likely not survive. At some point, she apparently knew that the baby had died and that she would need an operation, but she was scared of surgery and fled the hospital. But then as the pain got worse over the years, she went in and they took this skeleton out.
Oh.
What's with India? What's going on over there?
They're crapping outside.
620 million people are making hard lemonade outside.
You need a lot of Glade.
Half of the country. 620 million.
On a daily basis.
Well, unless you can go with outgoing every day. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But think about that. That's twice the population of this country, meaning if everybody in this country times two went number two
outside
every day.
Oh.
And that's why they got all those problems.
Man.
Yeah.
Where could it not smell? It's got to smell.
I have that image of what it smells like when you get off the plane,
yeah.
And I don't think I'm far off. I've never been there, have no desire, but you know it can't be good.
Oh.
And they showed.
And it's hot there, right?
That's another impression I have.
So you can't.
Always hot.
Yeah, so that combination doesn't work well either.
They showed in the New York Times a picture of these two kids. They're out on this little muddy street, and they're holding on to this light pole and just squatting down.
Oh.
And then in the picture are about three or four cows 30 feet away.
Are doing the same thing.
And you know what they're doing. And
Oh,
come on.
And what are they doing for their bums? Are they just
bums?
Yeah, they're bums. You know, no, they're like the commercial with the toilet
Cottonelle.
Paper. Yeah, I mean, what are they doing?
I thought about that too.
Yeah.
I didn't see any
no
catalogs,
no
any
paper
toilet
products.
Paper.
Oh no!
Is it the fact that they need more magazines? Because they have some of these people have indoor bathrooms. They don't want to use them because they think that's not clean when you sleep and eat and go to the bathroom under the same roof. That's their mentality.
I mean, they're not using their clothes to wipe.
This one kid, it didn't look like he had a bandage on his left leg. That's all he had on. Now, I don't know if he walks around like that all the time. It's very Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, man.
Without the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire segment.
Right.
And the dancing scene, the rest of it is pretty much on track.
Oh.
Yeah.
We need to do one of those airdrops and just drop toilet paper over there.
All right.
Millions of rolls were dropped by the United States government over the weekend. Ugh.
Horn is annoying. Sam Kinison is screaming would be better. Well, I can do Sam Kinison too at the top of the hour.
Do anything.
I'm not really married to anything right now on this program. I can divorce it in a heartbeat. Still getting some blowback on reading Johnny's email.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
And there's no positives.
There are a couple, but overall it's...
Wow. Boy,
my sister is bipolar and taking classes, et cetera. Doesn't speak with Johnny's cadence, but it doesn't mean she's not dealing with things. Just wish she would stop that bit. It's not a bit. I just had him read Johnny's email.
Wow. I it's all in good fun. It's not meant to be.
All right, we're not going to do it.
Be hurtful.
I mean,
jeez.
Johnny's on board.
All I get, and I always get emails from people that just go, Ursula. But apparently they don't write in.
I don't know.
Oh, that, I mean.
Everybody's kind of set on super sensitive right
yeah,
now. We're in,
I guess,
very crazy times.
You know.
What's look at name? Look at what the. I'll tell you what's setting people off is that Bears game on Friday.
Oh, wow.
If that's any indication of where we're headed.
Now you see what a Super Bowl team looks like, and then you say, oh, the Bears are going to be great. Okay, there's a real team.
So Seattle won last year.
They won the Super Bowl.
Okay, I can't remember these Super Bowl winners.
It's only
at
been
all.
9 months.
I know, but when, they had to tell me that they were the world champs.
Or 8 months, not even that. It was
in addition
February.
To that, not only did they obviously look better than the Bears,
oh.
Their stadium just has more pop. That thing looks like it's happening.
And that, you know, that, and they always their crowd is crazy. They always said they were the 12th man or the 13th
yeah.
man, you know what I mean?
And they have artificial turf, don't they?
I think so.
Looks that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not the artificial turf of 30 years ago that they had in Soldier Field where it's just like a carpet, a bad carpet. It's not that anymore.
I was joking a few weeks ago before even the Bears started their exhibition season. And I was joking with my godson, who's 28, and his buddies, who are all into football, and they're into fantasy leagues and that whole thing. So I was giving them a hard time, and I said, they're like, oh, this is going to be a great year for the Bears. And I'm like, 8-8, if they're lucky, probably 7-9. 7-9? What are you talking about? We got this guy, we got that guy. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I just got an email from him the other day, after the game.
Oh, we're in trouble
He's
now.
He's like, I'm starting to think you're 8-8. Isn't a bad, and I was like, and I had 8-8 before I saw him play. I go, now I'm saying 6-10.
They do well, obviously, against weaker teams. But
and they have
they
a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah, when they get up against these type of teams like Seattle, whoa.
When I played, one thing I thought.
As Lincoln would say, whoa.
You know what, did you see the video of the they have the link, the little 7-inch Lincoln doing the ice bucket?
Oh, no. What? Wait, somebody put that together, or
yeah.
is that the state of Illinois?
I don't
that?
Know. I think it might be the state of Illinois, or I don't think he goes, whoa.
Whoa, that's cold.
Yeah, I got to find it for you.
Oh, we have crossed
Uh-oh.
Everything now.
Yeah,
jumped the shark.
When 7 is.
So somebody sent me this video, speaking of that, the principal of Tinley Park High School has challenged me.
Your alma mater.
Yeah. So she challenged
now,
me.
Now, how did that come about?
Because Mike Bettenhausen from Bettenhausen Motors,
uh-huh.
I guess he's giving them or bringing them a car for a football game in a couple of weeks, something like that. And I got included in the conversation because I graduated from there. And
right.
So she challenged him, me, and somebody else in the school system.
Oh, so you might have to do it.
I don't know. I don't
well,
know.
You know, now think, I know that you have been against this. But
I think it's just not fair to other maladies.
Right, but you have also... Over the last couple of years, since over the last few years, Hall of Fame, other accolades have come your way. You've said, geez, my high school hasn't really.
Well,
I
did a tour a couple of years ago. A friend of mine was a football coach there, so we went to lunch.
Oh, he's
day.
A coach at the school?
Yes.
Oh, so you got an inside.
And so we went on a little tour just to reminisce, and we're walking out, and in the front entrance, I see these photos of the so-called notable
right.
graduates. And I'm looking, there are only about four.
The Wall of Fame.
And I'm looking, well, none of those are me.
Oh.
And I'm, are now like, again,
right.
in looking what they accomplished, I thought, well, at least I'm on par
right.
with that.
Come on.
Right?
I would think
so. So I thought
so.
I'd have Dave Novotny make me a metal sculpture of my face and bring it with me if I go out there.
Well, see, this is my point. So now, you know, you're on the radar, whether the Bettenhausen guy helped put you on the radar screen or not. You're on the principal's radar screen. So if you want to get in good, you might need to do that just to...
Well, they challenged me here, didn't they? Didn't the boss here challenge me?
Oh, really?
I think he did, yeah.
Oh, he challenged...
Somebody here did. I don't
know. Oh, okay.
Right? Did somebody challenge me here? Who was it, Creef?
Yeah, who challenged me?
WGN.FM. The FM is freeform, baby.
Freeform challenged me.
Oh, did Jimmy Shorts?
Yeah, he pressed a button and that went off. Right.
No, it's actually Scott Stantis.
Oh, Scott Stantis, that's right.
Okay, well, that's...
I
thought it was somebody important.
Oh, here we go.
But,
let it go.
Yeah,
let it go.
I wouldn't worry about
let
that.
Let it go,
one.
Michael Jordan.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Let
one.
It go.
But I'm thinking that if you want to get in good, because what you do is you do it at the school. You go to the school and you do
it. I got to bring a change of clothes now.
Yeah. But you know what you do? You know, maybe you can
get two wardrobes.
Yeah, but no. Get the cap and gown, maybe. Of Tinley Park, what they used to graduate, because this way, if you dump it on your head, the flat board won't hurt your clothes or your hair. So you'll do it without getting wet. It'll go off the sides. But you do it at the school, then that goes viral.
How about I wear a sombrero?
A Brockabella, the umbrella head.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a Brockabella.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, Lou Brock used to sell those, the baseball player.
Yeah, how about I wear one of those?
That would be funny, but you do it. But my point is, do it at the school, because then you put that on the Facebook page.
Well, I think that's what they were angling for.
Yeah,
to go out there during a football game or something.
And then suddenly, did you know that Gary Meyer was an alumnus of Tinley Park? Oh, I didn't know that. And then suddenly, you're up on the wall.
I'm going to bring my own sculpture. So I've already put them on the spot. I think the only way you can get your horn tooted is to toot
you
it yourself.
Squeaky wheel.
One of the guys up there played on an NBA, an NFL team.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Right. I'll give you that. But the other guys, come on.
Guy owned a car wash or something.
I'm not saying that I've been the one, the only one that's been kind of ignored, but there's got to be other people that have done something. Four people up there?
But let's be honest. I mean, within the realm of Chicago, you're an iconic figure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you could pretend like you're being modest.
Why pretend, right?
No, but I mean, let's be honest. You know, so, I mean, I would think that there's a lot fewer people that have accomplished a lot fewer things that are, you know, honored at their high schools than you have. Although that one woman from the ALS Foundation last week didn't seem to know that you were at Disco Demolition.
No.
That was funny.
I don't care about that.
No, but I think that this would be good not only for you to make a connection with your school, but then...
All right, let me talk to Mr. Bettenhouse and see what he's going to
do. Do you think he put you on the... You think maybe he suggested that
thing? I don't
know.
I mean, I've talked about this for years.
Yeah.
Maybe it finally got back to the higher up there.
Maybe it's a new principal, too. Maybe she's, you know...
Yeah.
Well, but then you got to do something cool, because now it certainly has jumped the shark. There's no question about that. When a 7-inch Lincoln does it, it's... But I just saw online now Howard Stern did it.
He did?
Yeah.
And he was resisting.
Yeah, he was out. He was way out in front. I remember him talking about this when it first happened, like how stupid that was. So for him to do it, because I guess Jennifer Aniston challenged him.
She was in the studio?
I don't think so, but I think they become friends. They vacationed over Christmas. So I think they're buddies. So she challenged. A couple other people challenged him, so I think he did it. And what he did is, I think he did it. He took it, from what I saw in the video, he took like... a real small container, like a shot glass or something.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge the Jackie Robinson West team when I do it. The whole team. Come on.
There you go. So I think if you're looking for a little alumni love from Tinley Park High, you might have to do it. And it's a good cause.
Right? I don't have any doubt about that, but I'm still... curious about this guy who posted the video who said he looked up where the funds go, and he claims that $8 out of every 100 goes to research.
Yeah, but
so I had that woman on there, and then some other people looked it up and said, I don't know.
Really?
But how could they hide anything? You got to be very open with where that money goes. It should be pretty easy to find out where the money goes. Yeah. But that number she gave me last week where she said, in the same span of time last year, they collected $43,000. This year, it's what, $55 million in the same span of time?
And counting. Who knows what it is?
Oh, now? Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think you have to do it.
Well, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. What are the school colors?
Scarlet and gold. Titans.
Titans?
Yes.
Tinley Park Titans.
It is pandemonium at Midway Airport.
Oh.
Holy shnikes.
Have our champions returned?
The champions have returned, they are getting off a Southwest Airlines flight. The crowd at Midway is gigantic. They had water cannons set up on either side of the...
I was going to challenge them to the ALS thing. Now they've already done it.
They've done a water challenge. Two water cannons going as the plane started pulling up to
the
terminal.
Where were the water cannons firing? On the runway?
Actually, just outside the gate area, the plane.
Probably that de-icing stuff.
Is that safe?
Have stored up.
They've got the windows closed. I think the kids will be just fine.
Sure. Doesn't that make the runway wet?
What? So it's a wet runway.
It makes it wet. It's been a wet runway all morning.
Yes.
A
wet runway.
Well, yesterday the coach... Well, the coach yesterday was saying that they're looking forward to coming back home because they're hearing about how Chicago has been supporting them, but they haven't seen it yet. It was almost like a challenge. Like, you guys...
Wow, throwing it down.
Yeah, it's like, you guys better...
This is the guy who's put the president on hold.
Yeah.
Call me back at 5. I'm talking to ESPN.
Yeah, he goes, we've been hearing about how great it is, so we're looking forward to see just how much they are supporting us. I was like,
maybe this guy should run for mayor. Liking that style. Not putting up with anybody.
Yeah, he was. I mean,
tell the president I'm going to be on ESPN if he wants to call back in 5 minutes.
How classic is that?
I like that. Finally, somebody's going, hey, this is the way it goes.
I got to be on SportsCenter.
I like it.
President Schmezden.
So I want to throw, and his name is Daryl.
Daryl, yeah.
What's his last name?
Butler.
Daryl Butler, yeah. His first name is Daryl.
Daryl.
Not Harold, not Gerald. Darryl. I'm going Daryl.
Daryl.
Daryl. And Darren, Harold, Daryl.
And his son is DJ. His son is the one that likes lobster.
Nice. I like that whole thing. I want them in City Hall. Daryl for mayor.
The Butlers.
Mayor Butler. Thank you.
This is wild. Do you ever recall? I mean, no. Okay, maybe the Hawks. But this looks like a bigger crowd, I'm thinking.
Well, the parade is longer than the Hawks parade was.
Yeah, it's definitely longer.
It's going to go from, 106th
and Aberdeen? 106th and Aberdeen.
So how many miles
Millennium
is it?
Park.
So they're going to travel 100, Aberdeen to 105th, 105th over to Halstead, Halstead all the way to 35th Street, 35th across.
How many miles?
To, like, Indiana, I want to say.
You can drive. You don't have to walk it.
I'm just...
All right, don't worry about it.
No, I'm just trying to think. Is it 20 miles? Is it a marathon?
20? I don't think it's 20. It's probably 15.
Yeah.
That's a long parade.
It's an... Yeah.
Parades are usually, what, a couple miles? If that?
So are people...
Well, that's all they need to be because nobody goes to them.
Scurrying around trying to make tissue paper carnations and putting together a float for them right this very second because they don't have much time for prep.
So now do you think this is going to be like the Hawks?
I don't think it'll be that massive, but it will be big.
And they're giving like the exact locations where people should, where they're hoping people will assemble along the route. 103rd in Halstead, go figure. 95th in Halstead, 87th in Halstead, 79th in Halstead, 63rd in Halstead, U.S. Cellular Field, and then they're going to wrap up at Millennium Park with another big...
Imagine if they won.
Oh,
the city would be shut down tomorrow.
They would literally go around the city. The entire border.
And Daryl wants to see this.
Daryl is giving an interview right now to a TV station, I'm being told.
I mean, we've been told how much Chicago's behind us, but so we're looking forward to seeing just how much it is.
It better be good. Because if I don't like it, you go, Daryl.
We're going to have a do-over.
We did what we were supposed to do, so now it's the city's turn to do their part.
Celebrity voice impersonated.
Because I'm not expecting...
Did he really? I mean,
he said that. Well, he didn't go into that. He said, he goes, we're looking forward to going home because we've heard the people in Chicago supported us, but we haven't seen it yet. And we're looking forward to see how much they're supporting.
Because some people were talking yesterday as they came out of the game that they heard that there were big viewing parties and they couldn't believe that. And they're, I guess, to some degree, not telling the kids all of this either.
Yeah.
Because
they
kind of have to keep their heads together.
I think Daryl isn't expecting to pay anything at Red Lobster for at least 6 months.
No, he should get the red carpet for a long time.
Yeah.
As far as that goes.
Till Friday or Saturday.
No, a long time.
Do you think people will remember that long?
I think this is going to have some legs for a while, yeah.
Hmm. Right now on television, they're showing the baggage claim at Midway.
Okay.
Wow. You know, seriously, we've got...
the dog days of summer.
We've got Chris Christie and the Vice President of the United States in town, and everybody's going, yeah, so?
I think Rahm should have brought Joe to this.
That would have been...
If you're thinking, this guy seems to know when to jump in when the camera's hot. That would have been perfect. Bring the Vice President?
This is a big effing deal, says the Vice President.
We are now seeing Marquise Jackson pick up his bag.
He's got a nice...
Oh, wait a minute. It's not his.
He's got a nice Samsonite piece.
He's putting it back. He thought it was his, but it's not.
Because some of those black bags look very
similar. Hey, watch your mouth. Was this a charter plane?
Stop.
Was this just the team?
No,
and everybody?
It's a Southwest Airlines
flight. So they're on with other passengers who are now trying to get their bags, and there is Where's my bag?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine being there to pick up grandma.
At Carousel B.
Right. Especially if she's about 85 and lived in a changing neighborhood.
I've been trying to get away from this.
What the heck?
What?
There's white flight at Midway Airport right now.
That's the name of the plane that they were on. Who's on white flight number 672?
Not the team.
White flight 672. We're ready for boarding.
There's Daryl.
It's Daryl.
There's Daryl.
My man Daryl running for mayor. Here's Leslie.
It's just in. They are waiting for their luggage. Just so you know. We have breaking news.
At Carousel B.
This text at 312-521-8600, will there be minivans in the Little League parade? Well, you got to have minivans in a Little League parade. That's the way they're shuttled around. Are you going to call Marcella? I got Marcella Raymond's number, and she's out at Midway.
Oh, wow. There's a get.
Well, I'm sure every reporter is out there.
Oh, yeah. This is unbelievable. It's streaming. They're streaming it live on the internet at the baggage claim.
See what's going on there.
Daryl Butler's bag is missing. He is now going to baggage services.
We're going to follow him, and we'll wait till he gets his bag. How about this as far as the ALS challenge? Why don't you put a shot glass of liquid nitrogen over your noggin? It's cold.
Ah.
Same deal.
Yeah. There you go.
In third world countries, they eat with their right hand and supposedly wipe with their left.
Oh, not at the same time.
That's a true story.
Really?
That's true.
But not
I was talking
same.
About India. Oh, half the population goes to the bathroom outside. Half. 620 million people.
So wait, are you saying that they're...
I've said it.
So they use their hands?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the other one
All
is...
All right, that's what
no,
I
my
said.
My point is they're not washing them, is what you're saying.
Listen, they're going to the bathroom outside. Beyond that, they probably think it's a free-for-all.
Oh.
Be glad you have, and I was trying to think of that third toilet manufacturer.
Yeah.
You see Kohler, American Standard.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Toto.
Ah.
Toto.
Right.
We got a Toto right here.
Yeah. Do we?
Yeah. Got a Toto.
Okay.
Those are the three big ones. And I always thought, well, why don't you set up shop, and maybe they do. In China and India, you could just print money.
But
they have these weird feelings about going to the bathroom inside in India.
What
about China? They don't have a problem, do they?
I don't think so.
Because they all, if you've got a fraction of the population to buy your thing in these countries, a fraction is 100 million people.
Yeah, half a percent. If you get a half percent of the market, you're a zillionaire.
I got to learn me some Hindu.
Well, it's not the lack of toilets. It's the they don't want to use them. We could get them there.
It must be the magazines. Get them some magazines, and that's where you combine the whole activity. You need to have a magazine in there. Maybe that will keep them inside.
Yeah, you have to make it an event. It can't just be a necessity. It's got to be, you know, something that you look forward to.
Okay, there are always stew nods in the news. And I mentioned that other story of a Stunad. Well, I don't know if it's a Stunad necessarily. It was an uncle, legally blind, shot his nephew. The nephew was breaking into his house.
He's the Stunad, actually, if he's breaking
the
into
his house. The Stunad is the...
Yeah, it's the kid.
Is the nephew. The guy saw a shadowy figure, shot the shadowy figure, turns out to be his nephew.
He was blind.
That was in Tampa, right? I think it was Tampa.
I think you said that.
A Tampa grandmother allegedly fired a 22 caliber pistol into the dark, shooting not the intruder she feared, but her 7-year-old grandson. The boy is in critical condition. Says the grandmother was watching the grandson and his twin brother while their father was at work. After the father left, the kid wedged a chair against the bedroom door as a device to catch intruders. Grandmother and grandsons then all fell asleep in the same bed. About 1 a.m., Maddox heard the chair move. She told police she grabbed the gun, pointed it at the door in the dark, and shot, shooting her grandson.
Fatally?
No. Critical condition. So isn't there a warning shot first? Isn't that the way they used to do it?
Just shoot in the air.
Warning shot, and then if they keep coming.
Yeah.
But still, you got people moving around. You're living with other people. It's dark. This whole, I'll shoot and then worry about who I shot later.
Well, that's what everybody, oh, yeah, you know, carry and conceal and all that stuff. When you have guns laying around, the odds of an accident as opposed to the odds of you actually using it because someone's going to be breaking into your house, I bet you the odds are greater for an accident. Because how often does someone break into your house? Let's be honest.
Okay, we're going to get some people that are going to say, hey, I got a right to protect my property, my castle.
I know, but you're going to kill your family.
A high school freshman in South Carolina wrote a story for a class assignment about his neighbor's pet dinosaur. Problem is, he also wrote that he killed that dinosaur using a gun, and teachers were so alarmed they called the cops, at which point the boy was arrested and suspended from school. The police say they did not arrest him until after they searched his bag and locker, and the boy became very irate and disruptive. Yeah, because I don't know how to tell him, there are no dinosaurs. Even if he wanted to shoot one, there aren't any. But they claim that's not why he got arrested and suspended. But I don't understand, what's the problem here? He wrote a story, he killed a dinosaur with a gun.
Yeah, I mean, how is he going to kill a dinosaur?
That's right.
I mean, I give the kid credit for his creativity. If you're going to kill a dinosaur, you're going to need a big honking gun. You can't use a fork.
There's his rebuttal.
Yeah, Your Honor, I implore you.
How about this jamoke? Richard Gibson keeps his toenail and fingernail clippings in a jar. Has done since 1978.
Oh.
I remember it well. I still have the manicure kit. He was clipping his toenails when he decided to put the clippings into the manicure box instead of the trash can. I started doing it again and again and then decided to... This is how I picture him talking. And decided to see how long it would take to fill the box.
Oh, nice.
It only took 2 years to fill the box. But by then he was hooked and moved his collection to the glass jar he currently uses.
How gnarly is that?
I have no idea how many nails are in the jar. It's well into the thousands. Goofball.
Oh, that's worse than collecting the ball of tinfoil. Oh, man. I hope he doesn't show it to his friends.
Friends? You think he has friends?
Please. I'm impressed that he's able to retrieve the clippings.
Oh, here we go.
No, because usually they fly.
And you just leave them wherever they land, right? You don't go looking for them. Well, at least run the vacuum.
Oh, I mean, I vacuum.
Yeah.
But you actually go and find the clipping?
I don't want to upset anybody any more than they're already upset because it is 5:40.
But what do you do then? Do you put it? Do you block it?
I have one of those clippers that has the shield, so they hopefully go down in that.
Oh, so it stays in the clip?
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah.
What kind of clip?
it's a Toto. It's a total clipper.
Is it electric or something?
No. Electric?
Well, how does it, what does it have? I don't understand.
It's just not, got a plastic, little... you know those clippers, regular clippers, you know, the clamp down clippers?
Yeah.
It has a plastic piece that goes over the body of it.
So when it cuts it, it flies in.
Chances are, there's a good chance it might just fall into that and you just dump that out.
Oh, so it's not completely enclosed, though? There's a chance that it could deflect.
Could.
Okay.
I think you need to go out in the yard and do it that way.
I mean, I do vacuum and I do sweep, but I don't, well, after I cut them, I'm not right away retrieving. Are you right away retrieving?
Okay. I didn't want to do a dissertation on this.
Well, I didn't.
I'm sure yours are like some kind of blade.
They are very sharp.
Yeah, I don't want to even
imagine.
Well,
I'm just saying, I was very impressed that the guy would be able to actually not only save them, but collect them.
Who was that? To the Attorney General, Janet Reno.
Yeah.
She was the Attorney General, right?
Yeah.
I just pictured her toenails to be big.
Oh, everything. She's about 6'8".
And if they go flying, you could get hurt. Has Disney decided to go all in with the U.S. military's anti-terrorism efforts? After all, why else would the company file patents to use drones? But the company, Disney, says it's not for any security issue. One of the patents, get this, is for use with multiple drones attached to balloons or super large puppets to make them move. And in the case of the puppets, seemingly walk, as the drones control the movements of the character's limbs.
Cool. Almost like, remember a couple of years ago you wrote that, or was it last year? Remember you read that story about the giant puppets that they're trying to come down, they're in France or something?
Right. They want to bring those here.
Yeah.
They're like three stories tall.
Yeah.
Giant puppets. I like that.
So this, well, leave it to Disney to use, so the drone would be
and
inside.
And for other uses like the flight plans to move and to position the flexible projection screens within the display airspace. These multiple flexible projection screens, Disney says, would have little wind resistance and offer a surface for reflecting light. So some kind of projection system.
Yeah.
But the underlying current here is that it's also for security.
That's pretty cool.
Which is fine, too. I don't care.
Yeah. But that's a great idea. Then you could have, I mean, those things could be huge.
Yeah.
The puppets then walking down.
Want to see large puppets.
I bet you maybe that's where they saw those ones in France. Did they ever say how the ones in France
are people
able to walk?
Don't they have big bars or poles? Something like that.
Okay.
I don't imagine there's a guy above them pulling the strings.
a giant marionette.
Right. He's in a cherry picker working them.
A hovercraft.
Some of us don't have fancy toenail clippers. Way to relate to your listener. I understand. I am elite.
Boy, it is amazing how elite you are.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, almost everything you do is elite.
Shivel puts them in the air conditioning ducts. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they fly anywhere. How do you know where they go?
I try to go in an area where they're not going to fly too far. Nothing worse than finding a nail.
Oh, it's really weird, it's too.
Terrible looking.
I did that yesterday. That's why I thought it was funny.
There's a Sunday, huh?
Yesterday I thought it was fun. When you just read this, I totally flashed because it was so hot in the house.
You thought if I clip my nails, that'll cool me off?
No, I don't know when this nail could have been there for months because it was so hot on my couch that it was too
Take
warm.
Take the plastic off.
It's too warm to lay on the couch. I was dying. So I went and lay on the floor and I put this fan literally next to my face. And as I was laying on the area rug, watching television, I looked over.
Oh, no.
And there was a little.
Oh, a little. There's nothing little about your nails.
There was a little crescent.
God.
A little white crescent. And I was like, how long has that been there?
Oh, that's interesting. This lug lying on the shag area rug trying to get cool.
Well, it's so hot on the... I mean, I was
What
literally...
are your couches made out of, pleather? What do you have as your...
No, it's a material, so it's not leather, so it doesn't get cool. And it just kind of is warm. It's just... I don't know what material it is, but it's a material.
It's a material. That's so what they said. What kind of material when you bought it? It's a material.
It's a material But it's not leather. I mean, does leather get warm or does it stay cool?
Leather can get sticky.
Yeah. Well, anything. I mean, when it's... 84 in your house, anything. I don't care what you got.
Sticky.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I had to change shirts two times throughout the day. I was literally sweating. And then
not figuratively.
No,
you were literally,
literally
sweating.
Literally sweating. And then I mean, to the point where I had to change a shirt. Not to just say, well, I've got a little perspiration on me. It was wet. It was a wet rag. Wet. And then today the plumber came. And so then him and his guy come in, and the house is hot. So now I'm blowing fans on them while they're in the bathroom.
And that was Matt, the trivia guy, and Joe.
Right.
The two fans.
The two fans came in.
Yeah, that's nice when you do that.
So
it's a courtesy.
Those guys were, yeah, it's a little stuffy in here.
I sat in my car for an hour yesterday because I had to pick my daughter up, and she was at a meeting. So I sat in the car.
With the air on?
No. In the sun.
Oh!
Man. Making my pores feel open because I want to remember that in the middle of January when it's freezing. I want to think, remember that day I sat in the car and sweat?
Now, you definitely had to have had that phenomenon you talk about when it trickles down your back.
It was my back was pretty wet.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yep.
It had to be.
Fine. I want to feel it. I want
window
to feel alive.
Window open or closed?
All the windows were open.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sitting there like a
like a dog.
A 12-month-old kid in the car seat that some guy forgets about.
Gary Myers suffocates himself in car.
I opened the window.
But still, there was no breeze.
Not much.
No. Wow.
But again, in 4 months, 5 months, I'll remember that.
Today, I was so, and it did, you know, as Jim Ramsey said earlier, the rain did cool things off because it was, this morning, it was very hot and humid. But by the time I left, it had rained and it did cool off, but I didn't realize how cool it was outside. And I was like trying to figure out how can I be outside for less than 40 seconds before I sweat to get into the car and blow my air conditioner on at full blast. But then when I was strategic. I had like the car pulled up.
You had your wife hold a piece of Visqueen up from the house to the car?
I pulled the car out of the garage and close to the back stairs so I could literally.
Not figuratively.
Okay. I could just get out, run in, and then start the car and turn the air on.
And if you were out 2 minutes, what would have happened? What's the difference?
I would have, my shirt would have been, if it was like yesterday, my shirt would have been soaking wet.
Bring another shirt.
Well, I would have to.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Okay,
Briefcase
full of glasses.
Well, that's
sunglasses.
Easier. You take them out of a case, you put them on. Now I got to go find
a shirt in there.
I got to go find a bathroom, and then I have to towel off.
Yeah, put some clean underwear and stuff in there, and then when the police pull you over and see that, they'll know that you're a suspect.
In fact,
they'll know that you're a person of interest for something.
I didn't even like instead of because I had about 15, 20 minutes after I took my shower to leave. I didn't have a shirt on. I didn't even want to put the shirt on until I was literally walking out the door, and then I put it on, and I
hope that
car door open, and I ran into the car.
People in Bangladesh are listening to this, thinking, and your problem is,
I don't want to be. I didn't want to have a wet rag. I would have had a wet rag yesterday when I was cleaning up the yard. I came into the house and I took my T-shirt and shorts off. And they were wet rags, just as big. And I threw them downstairs, and they hit the floor, and they.
When you were in church yesterday, how was it?
It's very warm.
Very warm in
church.
Very
warm.
Yeah.
Very warm.
Don't you go to the early mass?
Yeah, but it was hot all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even 6 o'clock mass.
You can't sit near the candles.
No.
It's gonna be tough.
Even the incense was warm.
That's what it should be.
It smelled a little off because of the heat. Yeah, even 6 o'clock mass.
What do those people do that work at, say, Great America? They have those characters and they're in their costumes. They have to be in their costumes. They got to walk around.
Especially Friday, yesterday. I mean, Sunday. That's their big day.
Your biggest day.
Oh.
And you got to be in that costume?
They have to. They must have had short shifts or something. You know what I mean? Swapping up. But then you're in that. Oh.
Yep. Well, again. Could be worse.
I wonder if they work a 12-hour day or if they only do like 4 hours and then they're done for the day.
I don't know. But even if it's for 15 minutes, that's got to be brutal.
Because there's no air getting through that head. They have that little screen, usually,
right,
where they talk through.
Where their eyes are on the costume, that's about 3 feet of empty space right up there. Their real head is down in the chest area.
Yeah.
And that's what they look through.
But even that, there's no air coming through there. Not yesterday. Oh.
How much does that pay? I don't care if it's.
How much it pays.
It's got to be at least.
It's got to be 100.
To make it worthwhile, it's got to be $100 an hour.
Well, it's got to be 150 or 200 degrees in there. You can't wear clothes under there. You have to wear.
But you see these costumed characters around, and you think, at least I do, how do you stay in there?
Well, most of them are probably young kids, so teenagers, so
they don't care.
Well, no, they're a little more. You know, they're probably skinny. They're not. They're used to it. They're running around. They're in good shape. They're not sweating.
Why didn't you ask what he did with the nail when he found it? My bet is he started to chew on it. And then this one, not all of us have wet rags. Way to relate to the audience. Ew.
Not all of us sweat when we do yard work. Way to relate to your audience.
Right. Not all of us go to church on Sunday. Way to relate.
Oh, man, that is one of the funniest ongoing jokes ever.
It all started with the vacation.
I always wanted to be one of those. If Great America was closer to my house, I always wanted to be one of those characters, like a Bugs Bunny.
You had aspirations.
Yeah, I thought it would be a cool summer job to be a Yosemite Sam.
You of all people, you sweat when it's above 50.
Well, I wasn't thinking of the heat aspect. I was thinking of the fun of
the fun of being in a big sweaty costume.
You're running around, you're shaking hands, you're taking pictures.
Yep, that's dream job right there.
Yeah. But I never thought of that, the heat factor. I probably would have collapsed.
Yeah, people.
Yosemite Sam collapses in Great America.
And people are just kicking him. Let's go kick Yosemite Sam.
Trying to grab your hiney and stuff while you take pictures.
Oh, I think it'd be kind of fun.
All right. But we never got a hold of Marcella Raymond at MDW.
No.
What happened?
Well, she was at Carousel D. There was no action there. She was at the wrong carousel.
Did she even pick up the phone?
No, she didn't pick up the phone, but I also tried texting her just in case, you know, maybe she didn't hear it. But we have as yet to get a response from her.
No, she's probably on.
Yeah, she's too busy.
Complete exclusive with Channel 9. When they go to her, they got to have her right there. She can't be talking to me or the president. Right? Call back in 5 minutes.
I wonder where Biden landed. Did he land at O'Hare?
Who knows? Who cares?
We got bigger things
here. We got little leaguers in town, dang it.
See, if I'm Biden, regardless of Rahm or whatever he says, I hear this is happening.
Are
you kidding me? That you can't beat that opportunity.
This weekend, that team was the biggest story.
And he would have looked like a king.
How do you not like somebody that likes baseball?
President shows up for these kids.
It's apple pie and baseball. It's America.
And that's Joe. I mean, because he just loves that. You know, my roots in what is the little town in wherever that he grew up that he always talks about.
When he used to cheat on his tests.
And he's a man of the people. Yeah, that would have been perfect.
That's a photo op you can't ask to buy.
Yeah, who's
that?
Who?
That's it. That's set up for you. You drive over there or... You got people. They'll shut the road down for you. What's the hassle?
Yeah, who are his handlers not to say, hey,
I'm sure
let's get over there?
The Secret Service said, oh, no, we haven't checked the place out. It's going to be. But it's the airport. If there are people walking around.
Their security's not good enough.
Yeah, then we got other problems.
So much for that TSA money.
Yeah, they don't really trust TSA, apparently.
Jeez. Now, that's a perfect opportunity. Missed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially if you're going to throw your hat in a ring. You know, you're going to need the black vote.
See, maybe that's it. Because sometimes when he goes off script, it's not always such a great thing.
He's not a great ad-libber.
All right, just shake some hands and move on.
I could just see something inappropriate coming out of his mouth.
Grab a potbelly sandwich. Let the reporters follow you around. You're Mr. Regular.
Just shake the
kid's
hands.
Hey, yeah. Joe, how you doing? Joe Lunchbox, right there. And he blew it all. To do what? I don't know. He's in to raise some money for Quinn.
Right. And he also...
Give him some dancing lessons. Did you see him yesterday?
I didn't see this dance.
You didn't see this
dance?
No. It was on one of those viewing parties.
Oh,
it
really?
Was the one at the Croc Center, I believe.
Oh, okay.
That's where Rahm was. It's in that gym.
Right.
Yeah.
And Quinn is, well, trying to dance, get his fishizzle on.
Was he doing like a hip-hop dance?
Was.
Well, it's older
who
white
dad,
guy
who
dancing.
Who dad? Who dad?
There you go. He is the next
the dog
Iggy
out?
Azalea.
Oh,
and in the meantime, they were showing video of Bruce Rauner getting his freak on, too.
Was he there?
What?
Was Bruce Rauner there?
Yesterday. Bruce Rauner was dancing for some reason, too. And
well, Judy Bardopinka was there probably.
So. Wow, she starts shaking her tail feather. Nice.
Oh, man. Well, chair dance, everybody, please. Just chair dance.
Well, you'd think that Quinn would have, you know, a little of a get down, because didn't he used to go...
He was Cafe Mocha.
Yeah.
Is he still Cafe Mocha?
I don't know if he still is, but he used to have a black girlfriend, so you'd think he would have...
And Mayor Emanuel, well, he's got those ballet chops.
Yeah.
He should be able to do just about any kind of interpretive thing.
Let's let the Bibble racist moment breathe.
Just sit there.
He had a black girlfriend. Why didn't he have any moves?
I think you went to the, what's that club? E? Remember that club?
Where black people and white people could dance together?
Yeah, remember? There was
not the one where they had
the big
trampoline?
Ride. Yeah.
Oh,
what the hell
don't
is
bring
that
up.
Boy, he's crossbreeding
a lot
of stuff.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I don't
Holy
know.
Holy shnikey.
I'm saying in its heyday, it was a popular club. I don't know any other black clubs. What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Edith, how many black clubs are there out there?
The only black club.
Where do those people go to dance?
Well, there was a popular club.
What about Buddy Guy's or Kingston Nines? That's black club, right?
There's a popular club in the community.
Great. Stop watching the news. Joining me on the program, Channel 9's Marcella Raymond, who is out at MDW for the feel-good story of the year following the Little Leaguers. JRW, how's that scene out there, Marcella?
Well, it's over now, but it was absolutely crazy. It was crazy. And these kids, I swear, they didn't even know what hit them when they walked off that plane. They had no idea. You know, imagine this. Like, the plane pulled up first when it was coming in, and the Chicago Fire Department gave them a water cannon welcome. So flowing water over both sides of the plane. So that was the first thing they saw. Then the fire department went on. They all talked to them a little bit. The kids came off, and it was just, they were stunned. Like, you know how they were all during these games where they didn't have a whole lot of emotion? I mean, I think they were really taught, you know, the sportsmanship and the character and the camaraderie and all that, but they kind of had the same sort of look on their faces when they walked off. They were like, wait a second, you know, we knew that everyone was kind of happy that we did so well, but we didn't realize that this was what we were going to get. So it was incredible.
Wait till tomorrow with this parade.
I know, it's Wednesday. Parade is Wednesday.
All right, what is today?
Today's Monday.
Okay, I'm on
Monday.
I'm on the Greco-Roman calendar. So on Wednesday, wait till Wednesday when they get their minds blown again.
Yeah. Well, and now they went on one of those Windy City limousine double-decker buses and police escort over to the field where they play. And they're going to have, you know, all the families there and all their fans and their supporters are going to be there when they get there, too. So, yeah, they're getting a double whammy today. And it's just going to be – they're going to ride this thing for as long as they can. I was asking one of the kids, as he was walking away, and I was talking to him, and I said, you know, so how'd you like it? Was it great? He's like, yeah, it was really cool. I said, you want a parade every day, don't you? You want something like this every day? He's like, yeah, that'd be awesome. So
imagine, you're 12, 13 years old.
That's
pretty sweet.
Most important question, did they get all their luggage?
I believe they did.
Good.
I believe they did.
We saw the carousel on television.
And,
yes.
And did you challenge them to the ALS bucket dump?
You know what? I'm telling you, I wish I had a bucket of ice with me because I would have gladly poured it over my head at that point in time. It was so hot, and we're all, you know, like running through Midway Airport chasing these kids. And you can just imagine the scene. It was nuts. It was nuts.
Well, you couldn't get beyond a certain point, right? You had to wait by the baggage.
Oh, no. Listen to this, which was incredible. The city was so generous to the media today, which rarely happens. And they let us all pass security checkpoints and back to the gate. So we were actually at the gate.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Were other people allowed to break through the barriers too, or just the media?
A few family members were.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few family members. I'm not sure what Southwest had what part they had to play in this, but, you know, they had flight attendants and gate attendants, and they put balloons up. They decorated the whole thing. Nuts on Clark had little goodie bags for them. So they had a lot of supporters inside the airport as well.
Was the team the first group out when the plane docked to the jetway there? Or was it some old lady with her carry-on going, what the hell?
No, Gary. It was a plane just for them.
Oh, it was. It was just their plane. I asked that earlier.
It was just their plane.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sweet.
Jeez. Yeah, so they had some family members on the plane and some other media outlets. I won't say who. They were on the plane as well. But the kids came off first. So, yeah, no blue-haired ladies. You know, thinking that that was all for them.
Yeah.
So they were all in Group A.
Cool to see the look on their face. Right.
They were all in Group A. No Group Bs and Group Cs.
No. They got to go on their own private plane. Wow.
Yeah. Well, and you know what's so cool, too, is that, you know, even if you weren't from Chicago or didn't really know who these kids were, you felt the excitement. So everybody had, you know, their cameras out, and they, you know, like, oh, this must be really important. You know, you take a picture with somebody, they're like, well, you have a camera, you must be important. So they were like, okay, let's take video of these kids and pictures of these kids coming off because it must be something that, you know, people mm-hmm. want to see. And then all through Midway Airport, people were clapping for them. It was so awesome. It was just so awesome.
If they had won, I don't think there would have been any addition to the celebration outside of maybe buying them each a home. They're getting everything as if they had won.
And here's your car.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, they're getting exactly. their hero welcome, as they should, but if they had won, what could there have been to add to this?
No. Nothing. And the thing that's so great about these kids is that they are so modest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you knew it out there, you know, you knew it out there that they were just, they're character driven and they're just got an amazing sportsmanship and, you know, like, you know, giving a high five to a kid from the other team who hits a home run. I mean, who does that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Or apologize for grandstanding or what you thought was grandstanding. You know, who does that? And so they still had that same modesty and they were so appreciative and these little sheepish grins, you know, they're like, ooh, this is for us. Okay, I think I'm liking this. It was cool.
You could tell that when they were, as you mentioned, congratulating the South Korean team. They're very composed and, hey, the better team won. That's fine. We're just going to congratulate them and not get into some hissy fit about, this should have been ours and we're going to start crying here. None of that, which, again, you saw that on the other teams, and I'm not saying it's bad. It's a 12-year-old boy.
They're young, right.
I cried well into my 30s, so I'm not...
Oh, I think you still are.
Yes, I do. And there's plenty of occasion to cry. But these guys, talk about having a handle on it.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Yeah, they were awesome. They were awesome. And they, you know, one of their, Pierce Jones's brother told me that all they wanted to do after they lost yesterday was go to the pool.
Hey.
You know, so it's like, okay, we lost. We're done now. It's okay. Let's just go swimming.
Yeah. That's the better of the results of, you get a ribbon. You get a ribbon. Everybody gets a ribbon. No, we lost.
Right.
Hey, let's go swimming.
Right. I think they were so excited to do that. You know, like, I have a 13-year-old. He always loved to go to hotels. I think he still does, you know? So you got the pool and maybe the little hot tub and you get room service. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting just to do that.
Yeah. Again, they're 12 and 13. If you can dial yourself back to that and what is exciting, hey, the pool and the honor bar if
and
they
some
have
red
one.
Lobster.
And some lobster, which the kid likes. All right, Marcella, thank you for taking some time.
You are so welcome, Gary. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Marcella Raymond from Channel 9. And she was covering JRW over at MDW.
And now they just showed the bus. It's now in the neighborhood, it looks like. Now they may be getting off the bus.
This is
unbelievable.
It is also...
There's a park party. There's a party at their park now. Probably.
Right. The dog days of summer.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
There are other things, but... Why do you want to cover those? This is a better feel good.
Oh, my God.
I mean, other things are just crap. Yeah. Let's just go with this. All right, let's hit the opening and get going here for this hour.
Go.
A man who is known far and wide for his after-dinner talk.
Shake that.
It's the 6 o'clock hour.
Good evening, Shanghai and Moni. Breaking news. Yesterday was Go Topless Day, a 24-hour period where women and men are encouraged to bare their upper bodies in order to protest hypocritical laws that force women to cover their breasts while allowing men to walk around with no shirts.
I mean, this is just ridiculous.
To guys who support the cause as an excuse to see bare-breasted women,
all right.
A spokeswoman says, if you really are for this cause, bring along your girlfriend, sister, and mom to the rally.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, mom, how about I pick you up after church and take you down to the rally to let out those golden tatas. Give them some air. Give the girls a little breathing room.
My body was blessed by Mother Nature, honey.
Developing story. Speaking of breasts.
What's up, Doc?
A woman in England fell asleep while her iPhone was recharging, and she ended up with a 5-inch burn across her breast after she rolled over on top of the phone.
Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hooter than they are, hotter than they are.
I'm Gary Meyer. Those stories and more on 240 Minutes on the Gear Force, the Super G Streamliner, WGN.FM, Chicago. Hold me. I'm trending. GM on the Streamliner, 312-521-8600. Yeah, picture your governor twerking to this as he was at that viewing party yesterday.
Oh, man.
Look at me, I am hip. I think I broke my hip. Jim Ramsey is in for Tom this week. Tom is not on vacation. He's going through some meetings for the 4 o'clock addition to the 5 o'clock news that will start on September 8th, so he's getting all that prep work going. And Jim left me with some weather, and then he also did his I Love This City More Than Air Itself, and I got into a discussion with him about the politicians that run this joint, and boy, he could not have supported them any stronger.
He was a politician himself.
He feels like they're doing the best they can do.
It's a tough job.
I mean, what can you do? Anyway, let's start with some weather from Jim and then go right into his McLovin of Chicago piece.
We've got some thunderstorms that from time to time have been moving across the Chicago area. Tonight, there's still a chance a few may develop. Low temperature by morning of 73. In fact, in the period of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have a day-to-day chance of showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures, though, will be cooling off just a bit in the short run. Tuesday up to about 86, Wednesday 77. Thursday will be lucky to hit 80, Friday about 83 for a high, and Saturday up to about 84. Well, Gary? In a year when the city of Chicago had little to be happy about, the Jackie Robinson West Little League team provided the elixir to help us snap out of our funk. The fact that JRW lost in the final game doesn't matter. We'll take whatever we can get. No team that has gone this far for Chicago has ever won the big prize. At least JRW quenched the three-decade drought we've endured. 31 years is a long time. Just ask the Cubs. The fact that this team, like the 1983 team, is all black is significant. Only 8% of MLB players today are black. So this might jumpstart interest in the inner cities toward baseball. If you saw any of the coverage of the viewing parties that took place for the final game, you may have noticed Governor Quinn getting his juke on. This guy has all the rhythm of a mudslide. Mayor Emanuel had the body language of someone who was not invited to the party but crashed it anyway. I love when politicians jump on a bandwagon. It's so transparent. Where are these guys when the crap is coming down? Bandwagon in the garage, Governor? I have to say, JRW was totally classy when they lost, congratulating the South Korean team with no sobbing, like that Vegas team that turned on the waterworks. Speaking of that South Korean team, some of them looked a little older than Little Leaguers. In fact, I think one of the players and his wife come out and give him a hug on the field. Thank you, JRW, for making our politicians look like the buffoons Gary Meyer thinks they are.
I did not put my name in there. He added that because he doesn't want to take any ownership of calling them buffoons.
He added that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't put that in there.
Oh, is that funny?
He was defending these mopes up and down. I was talking a few minutes ago about these costume characters on sweltering hot days. How do they walk around a great America?
Yeah.
For example, and then this text says, what about people at Disney World who are in costume? Orlando has 90-plus degree temps for 6 months.
Yeah.
I guess they have electric fans inside the costume. They have some kind of fan system.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it'd have to.
Oh, that, yeah.
There's no way.
Oh, okay. But, well, I bet you. I wonder if that's a relatively new addition, though. I don't think they've always had fans in there.
I'm sure they've had them in for a while. That's a good point. Florida in the summer, it's like walking on the sun. You have to have something in there. You would be passing out every 5 minutes.
Because isn't it always pretty humid in Florida,
yeah,
too?
Yeah. Been down there in the middle of summer. We go down there because we like sitting by the pool, and it's not as crowded.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Want it hot when I'm sitting by the pool. That's why I'm sitting by the pool. 312-521-8600. Alaskan bears are on the move. An environmental expert traveled 50 miles of Alaskan coastline last week. Every single cabin he encountered had suffered a break-in by bears. Though periodic bear break-ins aren't unusual, this season the creatures have bashed their way into dozens and dozens of cabins. And they're not going straight to the kitchen. It looks like a frat party occurred in there. Two possible reasons. The number of brown bears appears to be up this year, while berry growth is down. As a result, bears are heading to the coast looking for food. In some cabins, every window is smashed. Maybe it's like when people pop those bubbles in the packing wrap. You don't know why you're doing this, but you're still doing it. I think I'll break every window while I'm here.
Are they sensing or smelling food?
Oh, they know where the food is. I like the fact that they go in and just
ransack.
Right, just trash the place. Imagine
60-inch TV. I'll show you 60-inch TV.
Imagine the gifts they leave on the carpet.
Oh,
you son of a! You think you're so cool with your little cabin?
How would you like to just open the door and walk in and just see this mess? Oh,
yeah.
Although, remember how David Letterman had a bear in his place?
In Montana.
Yeah. He had video of it. It was in the kitchen.
Yeah. That's where they know the food is. He was sitting at the table having a sandwich.
But how do they, I mean, if the doors and the windows are locked?
Come on. Have you seen the size of these things?
No, but how do they know? They smell?
They know what?
How do they know that there's food in there? Why?
They probably are smart enough to know cabin. Kitchen, food.
You think they can make that kind of a decision that there's a cabin?
Maybe it's just a container, and they know containers usually have food. I don't know if they go dumpster, cabin. Everything's either a dumpster or a cabin.
Okay, because that's a pretty big leap from an intelligence standpoint. If they're like, oh, I'll just go in this cabin because I know there's food in there.
The news is showing the Little League team arriving at their Southside home park, and Ronnie Woo Woo is there in full Cubs uniform.
Oh.
JRW Woo! JRW Woo! Daryl Butler Woo!
Woo! DJ Butler Woo!
Woo!
Lobster Woo! Woo!
Koreans Woo!
Beat Vegas Woo! No crying Woo!
Oh, God. Ronnie!
Oh, man. How does he get there? How does he get there? He's at the north side at Wrigley Field, and now suddenly he's on the south side. How the heck is he getting there?
You don't think he has a car?
I'm going to bet no, considering that every time he walked up to the window downstairs, he wasn't getting out of a car.
Well, and I've seen him hitchhiking in various areas.
I'm sure he could jump on an L or something, but
this city has its own whack pack. It really does. And he would be, I think, the king of the whacks.
But you know what? If you're Ronnie Woo Woo, where else should you be? He knows He knows who he is.
That would be the best place for
him. As goofy as it is that he's there at the same time, that's exactly where he should be.
Finally, a place where he should be.
The Cubs are like, God, thank God he's there instead of hanging around Wrigley.
I have not been to one game this year, either park.
No.
Just haven't been motivated.
No.
The walk to Wrigley was cacked in the process.
Right.
That would have been
That's usually at least
your
one
drive
game.
By,
Yeah, you go for a couple hours.
Because I love when I walk up to the park and I put my arm on the base of the Ernie Banks statue that's been in the sun, and it's about 400 degrees. They need to put a little warning sign in there because, I don't know, marble looks cool to me. And I don't mean cool in aesthetics. I mean just in its temperature. And I put my arm on that thing. Oh, where's the solar cane?
About the little kids? Little kids would definitely do that.
A lot of people are touching that thing.
Yeah. I haven't even been to I have not been to Wrigley Field at all. Concert, baseball game, not even bar or restaurant. I have not been in the Wrigley
area. Leslie, have you had any baseball?
This year?
Yeah.
Have you gone to any games?
Didn't you go to that? You didn't go to that company function last week, did you?
No, I did not.
No, she's a proponent of more events, but she won't go to that.
Right, she thinks it's a good idea when fellow coworkers
get together.
I guess that's redundant, when coworkers get together.
Right, that it's good for that sort of camaraderie
invited,
is a good thing.
You didn't go.
But
right.
Go. But I won't go.
Now, Kreef went because he's still working the boards here.
Oh.
He wants to make as many friends as possible.
Treated like a member of the family?
What was included in this? You got one ticket, right? You couldn't bring anybody.
One ticket, and they were passed around some Cubs bucks for food and such.
Oh.
Cubs bucks.
Because apparently now they have Cubs bucks.
Yeah, I've seen those. In fact, I gave those out to the winners of my walk to Wrigley.
Oh, did
they? They got some Cubs bucks.
What are they like? I mean, literally a dollar? Or do I get like a hamburger?
They were $5, at least the ones.
Oh.
Take them at the concession stands.
Oh, nice.
But you're on the bleacher seats, which are a bench.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, my back. I got to have support.
I need a little backstop.
I'll sit there for about two innings before my back needs some. I got to lean back.
Were people walking around the concourse, or were they sitting in chairs, Keith?
No, they were all in the bleachers.
Yeah, they were. The broadcasters were even in the bleachers that
night.
Right,
they were there that night.
Oh. Was it good? Were they sitting amongst regular people, or was it just a group?
The Great Unwashed.
Why is every time that going on?
Every time I ask him a question.
Tune in into your smartphone for an easy, uninterrupted.
Turn it off. What is that?
I don't know. Every time he's talking.
I know. He's pushing the wrong button, I guess.
It's alive.
So were you were sitting by Ron and Pat?
Yeah, there was a roped-off area right in front of them.
Oh, so you were not sitting with the civilians?
No, not with the common folk.
It was just radio people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice experience.
Okay. He said with complete disdain.
Wow.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go to the bleachers, don't you want to be in the bleacher experience? Do you want to be by yourself?
No, they want to be with themselves.
Oh.
They want to be with their kind.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's the whole idea.
Bears have terminated contract of veteran safety Craig Steltz.
Oh, dear.
I don't know who that is.
That doesn't matter. Veteran? I never even heard of him.
Okay, what does that mean? If you haven't heard of him,
I'm just saying. I watched the Bears. He's not that good.
Halloween candy already in stores. No, no doubt, because this is it between now and Halloween. There's nothing, so it's Halloween. We got to go for it.
A month and a half.
I'm depressed by that fact that 4 months from today is Christmas.
Four months to the day.
I really don't need it right now. I know it's 4 months away, but still, you know it's going to start rolling really fast.
You know, fast.
I had that real icky feeling. You brought it up the other night about sun setting just a little earlier.
Yeah.
Oh,
and can't deny
it
now.
Just,
It's obvious now. But I just put the Christmas stuff away, it seems.
All right. Do you remember May?
May?
The month of May. Do you remember May?
Oh, I remember it because that's when all this happened.
Okay. Perfect example. Okay. So that was May 27th, right?
Yeah.
So that's almost exactly the day of Christmas, 25th, 27th. So the time that you've been on the thing to now is exactly the same time amount between now and Christmas.
Wait,
look how
May
fast
to
that
June, June to July, July to August. That was three. It's 3 months.
But it was May. That's the fourth month, right? No, April's the fourth.
Show 48 today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, show 48. Is it 48?
48.
May to June is one. June to July. July to August. Three.
All right. Three.
So you've taken us to Thanksgiving.
Okay, but look how fast that. And don't forget, Thanksgiving's late this year. So when you come, we come back from Thanksgiving, it's already December 5th.
Well, that's cheery talk.
And with that, have you been seeing the reports about poor Richard's almanac, which is generally wrong?
Farmer's almanac.
It's not science.
Farmer's almanac.
Or the farmer's almanac. Whatever.
It's going to be a colder winter.
Yeah, it's going to be a real cold one.
Really, alcoholic. I'll be on that Craig's porch in central Illinois downing the vodka.
It's not going to be. It'll be fine.
Can we make a deal with some travel company to take a bunch of listeners someplace really, really warm in December or
well, that
January?
Ken Rakowski, who does that Monsters of Rockstars, what is it?
Business Rockstar.
Business Rockstars. Business of Tweeter Center First National Bank.
World.
World.
Yeah.
He broadcasts from Santa Monica.
Yeah.
I was out there.
Oh, you saw his
saw
digs.
The studio. Yeah. That's not hard to take.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying to her point, well, maybe we can get something going on. Bring them out to Santa Monica.
You know what I think they're going to do?
In the middle of winter.
Okay, because we're the future now.
Yeah.
It seems
Baby.
Only appropriate that we should be in Silicon Valley.
Where all the future is.
right. And
so
then
that's,
we
now
can,
that's Northern California.
But we can stretch this down the coast a bit.
I got a feeling that your remote is going to be on the 22nd floor with a bunch of heaters. Outside in January.
In the Tribune.
In January.
Yeah, with no food.
Warm up the grill, kids.
The winners of the Scott Stantis caption cartoon contest from last week. Jody Schroeder from Long Grove gets a Lou Malnati's gift card. Nora DiPaola from Bedford Park gets a Paisano's gift card. And Matt Murphy from Tiskilwa, Illinois, gets the crucifix.
They said you'd never play Tiskilwa, and yet there you go.
T-I-S-K-I-L-W-A, Tiskilwa. That has to be it, right?
Yeah.
And Murphy, it sounds like he'll accept the crucifix.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's got that kind of Christian feel to it.
I would think so. Nice Irish Catholic-sounding name.
I think next Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, Keith, are you aware of this? That guy that comes in and talks technical is going to be here. I think he said September 2nd, and he's going to bring some things to give away, like he did that one time, the phone and all those other interesting pieces.
I know it's early in September. I think
yeah,
it might be.
Confirm that if you can.
Beginning, yeah.
I think he said September 2nd, which is a week from tomorrow. So if you're up for trying to win one of the things he brings, that would be the day.
Things are always fun to win.
Yeah. I love all that gadgetry. I don't have any of it, but I like it when I see it. I think I need it. I want it. My daughter has it. My wife has it. They're wired in.
So they're all wired.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not like the whole family
no,
is Amish.
I'm really the only
the
Amish
only
character in the family.
Well, your daughter couldn't be. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, if you're.
Yeah, I mean, she's right in the sweet spot. I mean.
They grew up with that.
Yeah. That's their audience. I mean, her age, was she 17?
Here I am. Watching television, she's showing my wife something on her phone or iPad. I'm like, hey, we're watching TV here. They look at me like, okay.
Okay, we can multitask.
Caveman, let us just do what we do.
You never think you're going to turn into your parents, but I think it's inevitable because I remember in the mid-80s and then even throughout, you know, my dad didn't get cable at their house. And I said, so now it's like, you know, into the 90s and then into the 2000s. And I'm like, why don't you just get cable? And my dad's like, I don't need cable. I got Channel 11.
Okay. It's like cable.
It's like I got my stations.
They do
I got
documentaries.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there going, and I was like, oh, you know, the eye roll. And now I'm sitting there and I'm doing the same. I don't need a smartphone.
I don't need air conditioning.
What do I need it for? It's like, oh, my God.
What the hell, air conditioning? It's not right. It's not human.
What did they say that thing was? Not the compressor. I got to remember what the S.
Put a stick in the fan.
Yeah,
if it can roll it.
Yeah, but that condenser, that's what it is. I got to remember that when I call the place up.
Rahm Emanuel is pushing back against suggestions that violence in his city is out of control. touting new statistics that show violent crime is down.
Yeah, okay.
The narrative is, we're the murder capital. Not close, the mayor said. When asked about perception of crime in Chicago, Emanuel was quick to note that he is most concerned with the opinions of his city's residents about the safety of their communities. Yeah, well, they're the ones that are saying this.
Yeah.
Murder capital. The mayor acknowledged that despite the strides made in these neighborhoods, there's more work to be done. When asked about July 4th weekend, when reportedly more than 80 people were shot and 14 were killed, Emanuel called it a horrible weekend. I'll give you, it was a horrible weekend. I can't deny that.
Can't spin it any more than that. Yeah. Huh? Wow. When that's the worst, that's the best you can do?
It was a horrible weekend.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you Jerry McCarthy's like, please let it be 50 degrees soon.
Gary. You call him Jerry, too?
Jerry.
I wonder if Ron calls him Jerry like he calls me Jerry.
That's right. It's Gary with two R's. It's like Jerry. It's the same way, right?
Yeah. Jerry McCarthy.
But I wonder if he's like, please be 50 degrees soon. Please fall. Please, the fall can't come quick enough. These 80-degree days are killing us.
Well, I will not say that all those murders are his fault. You can't have a cop in every neighborhood to know exactly when somebody's going to shoot somebody. That's impossible.
But you're the police chief. I mean, that's...
Every big city has this. This is a problem that's been going on for decades. Gangs, turf, all that stuff.
Does he take credit when the rate goes down? I bet you he doesn't.
That's what he's kind of doing right here.
Yeah, but he doesn't have control over that either, I don't think.
No. It's a luck thing.
Right.
They didn't feel like killing each other this weekend. Everybody's happy with their turf this weekend.
Well, how often? I mean, you know, when the economy is good, the president takes credit for it. When it's bad, then he gets blamed for it, and he doesn't do anything, really, to affect the economy one way or the other.
Hope it doesn't blow up into the high shopping areas.
Right. On your watch. I mean, you know, everybody says, oh, well, Clinton did such a great job. Well, I'd love to know what Clinton really did, except get lucky that the Internet got born during his term, and that's when all of a sudden there was that huge tech bubble that sent everything going crazy.
Timing is everything. Here's a text, the 312-521-8600. WTF, guys.
Uh-oh.
Lay off the Vegas kids for crying. You're exactly why adults F you kids sports. It's not often I get upset by radio banter.
Wow.
But come on. They're kids. Take a cue from them and act like you've been there.
I have been there, and I didn't cry.
That guy that was cut, the Bears guy, veteran player from LSU. He was among the best guys on the team.
Really?
But this year he suffered a groin injury that knocked him out.
I never heard his name.
Nah. I can't say anymore because the game people come and flip me off
in
the window.
Yeah, you can't do that. They'll be like, oh, what was his name? Shafizzle or something like that?
Yeah, it's Fishizzle. That's exactly what his name is.
Something with
Stelts?
Stelts. Yeah. Well, maybe I have heard his name. But
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. He's not on the team anymore.
I saw that game Friday, and I know it's preseason.
It's not anymore.
But when it's 31 to nothing in the first half.
It's not preseason anymore. It's 2 weeks to go till the season starts. This week is the last preseason game, and then that's it.
And they're not going to play any of the first stringers in this game.
Well, they might play a little. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, in general,
well,
I guess all the teams.
Well, they play a little longer just to get a little of their sea legs now.
See who's playing on what is it, Thursday?
No, Friday, I think.
But that doesn't matter. It's going to be played this week.
Yeah, it's not
Sunday. And I think it's a traditionally weak team, so it's not going to mean anything about anything.
No, it is Thursday. You're right. They're playing Cleveland.
I know my NFL.
You know your NFL. They're playing Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel.
I'm Mr. Fantasy. I got a whole team.
Hey, Mr. Fantasy.
That I've dreamt up.
Did you have your draft?
Had the draft.
Okay, good.
Yep.
You happy with the club you put together?
So far, yeah.
Good.
I might do a trade.
Did you take AP?
Mm-hmm.
As your running back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
A pizza delivery man allegedly lied.
Allegedly lied. Did he have his handlebars?
Now it's wishful thinking. I said when I heard Leslie talk about the Farmer's Almanac and how winter's going to be colder, and I said, I'm going to be an alcoholic by December. I think I've mentally already gone
You're
there.
You're already there.
A pizza delivery man lied about witnessing a beheading near Rochester, New York, to escape punishment from his boss for a late delivery.
Wow, that, now that's a story.
Police spent hours searching for a machete-wielding man that Mason Rica said he saw decapitate a 7-year-old girl. He later confessed that he concocted the story because he feared his boss would fire him for taking too long with a delivery. Of course, he won't fire you for that. Good excuse.
See, the long game there.
Now, you're heading into alcoholism, too.
Well, the long game. You got to think of the big picture. Okay, I'm going to tell the police that somebody got beheaded. You think they're going to go try to find that? A 7-year-old girl. He probably thinks, now, look, if I got to come up with a story, I got to come up with something so heinous that my boss will never believe I made it up. The problem is then that the police have to go investigate it.
That story that I opened with, the girl who fell asleep on her iPhone while it was charging and it burned her breast. She was lying on it and fell asleep. And
ouch.
When you charge your phone, do you put it in the bed with you?
Well, these kids today, they sleep with the damn things.
Now, there have been other reports and claptrap on the internet about the phone exploding or whatever. You've heard these stories. A few months ago, a teenage girl's smartphone set fire to her bed while she slept. Jeez. Aside from the obvious heat-related dangers of phones in bed, scientists recommend keeping phones elsewhere because the radiation they emit has been shown to severely disrupt sleep patterns.
So the radiation, it's not even burning, it's not even starting on fire. It's affecting how you sleep?
That's what it says.
Okay, then you tell me.
I thought it was the having the iced tea after 10 o'clock or watermelon. Do not eat watermelon after 10 o'clock. You will be going to the bathroom every 90 minutes. 90 but I
minutes.
Love watermelon. And
minutes.
Watermelon is such a great late-night snack, yeah. But oh.
Well, it's all water.
Right in the title. That's why you go to the bathroom every 90 minutes.
I mean, how weird is it that when you use the melon baller, like water is just emanating out of the melon. It's just, there's puddles of water.
From your melon baller.
Yeah, it's just puddles of water. What is that?
That's water.
It's got the big, thick rind, and then inside, there's nothing there.
So what are you saying? That
it's just amazing.
You're unhappy with your melon?
No, I think it's amazing how it literally is just water. It takes nothing to smash that. It's barely a solid.
Okay, you're still buying it, so they don't have to do anything.
Oh,
they can't do anything.
No, I'm just saying.
I know they've gotten the seeds out of watermelon, so I guess they can.
I haven't had watermelon in a long. There's no black seeds anymore?
Not in the ones I've bought. They did some genetic manufacturing. The seeds are gone.
So I don't buy it
and
seedless?
And the clouds are gray.
They're just
I've been
gone.
Forgotten for a while on a summer's.
No, but there's no more. So there's. If I buy watermelon, there will
there
never
be
black seeds.
A little white seed here and there.
But the black seeds are gone.
Black seeds are gone.
Not
and
just,
I'm waiting for Al Sharpton to get in on this one.
Not just if I wanted to buy it without the black seeds. They are gone. That's the way
they're... genetically engineered these watermelons.
Right out.
And that was part of the ritual of...
eating the watermelon.
Sitting there and spitting those seeds out
definitely.
On the front porch on a hot summer day.
Right.
With a piece of straw coming out the other side of your mouth.
Wow, so they have gotten those because those white ones
where
are
out of. Where have you been? This has been for a long time.
We don't really have a lot of watermelon.
Okay.
When is it? Is it mostly right now?
Hmm.
Is that the season?
The peak is happening right now.
So you really don't buy it in June or July?
Yeah, I do. It's not as good.
Yeah.
Right now, it seems to be hitting its stride.
Because you could eat the white, those white ones.
Little white seeds, yeah.
Yeah.
But there aren't that many of those. But I don't know how they do it. They're messing with Mother Nature, and I like that.
Because I thought the whole idea was this: of the seed allows the watermelon to grow, to go carry on its life, right? Isn't that why the seeds are inside of a watermelon or any kind of a thing?
I didn't have that talk with my father, but maybe you did. I don't think it's necessary, obviously, to have the seeds inside.
Oh. Well, maybe in the initial days when, like, animals would just eat the watermelon and spit them out in the ground, and they would grow.
Maybe that's right.
Maybe now we're more sophisticated.
Okay. Somebody should genetically engineer pumpkins so there's no filler.
Oh,
so if you want to carve a pumpkin,
I know.
You just got to take it home,
this
cut the top off,
such a mess.
Put the candle in there,
I don't, and
cut
I,
a face on.
Ugh, that whole mushy, ugh.
That's it's scraping. Somebody's got to work on that now, too.
And there's a million seeds in
yeah.
there. Oh, my God.
What other things should be genetically engineered?
Well, that's one. That is a good one.
Yeah, that's one, but there's got to be yeah. other stuff where it's been a hassle.
Well, I'm not liking, I love seedless grapes. I don't know why there's grapes with seeds.
I agree.
That is the worst. Those seed, the grape
right.
seeds, you can't eat them. It's not.
Same with cherries.
Right. Oh, cherries.
Somebody needs to take the seeds out of the pits, out of where they're called. Get them out of there.
I love cherries, but it's too much effort. It's too much effort.
It's like the people went pistachio nuts. How many people actually like pulling the shell off? Let's just de-shell them. The same people who did olives took the
right
the seed out of the olive.
Oh, there's no more. No
you can get pitless.
Pitless?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because.
Now, these are the people we should be giving a parade for.
Right.
I mean, there's the.
Be careful.
There's the hero that, in my life.
You want some blowback? No, but, you know, that's the thing. Like, I eat seedless grapes like popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that when they have the pits in them. And cherries. I would eat cherries all year round. But, God, that is a pain. You stick that. Because how else do you do it except.
Yeah, you got to spit them out.
You got to go around with your tongue, get around it.
Yes.
Bend over.
Yes.
Stick your head down.
Yes. That ain't right. That's not how you do that.
And then you tie the cherry stem with your tongue, too. That's always fun.
Game over. The peak watermelon season is December through February.
Whoa.
That doesn't seem right.
We
of course,
have
this is a text. I don't know.
Watermelons in Chicago?
I don't really remember eating watermelon in those months.
Did you ever see one in the
no.
winter?
No.
No. That maybe that is the case in a Florida or a California, but I don't think that's here in Chicago.
I don't remember eating watermelon then.
My wife likes it, but she doesn't like it enough for. I don't like it enough that if we bought a huge water, like, do you eat the whole thing by yourself or does your whole family eat it?
I'll take a good portion of it myself.
Really?
Yeah. She'll cut it up and then I'll.
So what are you doing? Are you having rind? Or is it just like made in squares, or you have a melon baller? What?
John Melon Baller. I love Cherry Bomb.
And Jack and Diane is always a classic. No, but I mean,
she cuts it up into little squares, puts
just
it
squares.
In some Tupperware
right,
type
so
stuff.
Right, so no rind.
No, and then we
yeah.
toss all that.
Yeah,
and then I'll go in there and
yeah.
have at it at 10:15. And like I said, then it's every 90 minutes.
Because I that's the way I liked it, with the little squares. My wife does the rind thing a lot, and that I don't really like that.
Yesterday was National Topless Day for women. I did that story in my opening, and I think it's...
Not at my house.
Most. Don't you have a melon baller?
Oh.
I think it's mostly celebrated in New York. I didn't see anything going on here.
No, I didn't see anything.
But New York has a law where you can walk around topless.
Well, but when there was a... Didn't you have a website one day where there were women reading in the park?
Yeah, that's in New York.
Yeah.
And it's legal.
Yeah. See, that's why I like New York.
Good pot has no seeds. If you're looking for something there. You can get seedless and watermelon with seeds. You pick.
Oh, you can. See,
but why would you want seeds in there?
I mean, that's a pain. Yeah, I would. I was very surprised to hear that they completely got rid of the seeds, so that would make sense, but why would you want it? It's a pain.
Nice that you're dumping on a dropped NFL player. Way to relate.
Oh.
those just keep on coming.
Oh, that's a great one. And what was the original was, I haven't had a vacation in 7 years. Way to relate
yeah,
to your audience.
That's how it started 2.5 weeks ago. Okay.
Little did that person know when they sent that spiteful text that they were going to...
It's an ongoing joke now.
It's starting now one of the great ongoing jokes of the show.
All right. Got all that out of the way. Glad I talked about food at the end of the show this time. And I had a sandwich. Sometimes I won't have lunch, and that's when I really get hungry.
And you're still hungry.
But then Craig said, hey, we're going to Potbelly's. You want something?
Oh,
so I had a
what'd you get?
Tuna sandwich.
Nice.
Good.
Nice.
Like their tuna sandwiches.
Yeah, my house was so hot today, I had nothing to eat.
I couldn't, okay.
It was so hot. It was 84 degrees. I couldn't eat anything. What am I going to eat? It's so hot.
Cold soup. That's what they recommend, which I hate.
Which you hate.
Cold soup. Why do you even serve that?
It was so hot.
I believe that air conditioning is why we have an obesity epidemic.
Because it's too
people
comfortable.
Don't want
it's
to
too
walk
easy.
Around.
Yeah, you can sit and eat stew and big steaks and everything.
You're right. When it's really hot, your appetite, at least mine does, really goes down.
But back in the, when we didn't have air conditioning in the house, summer meals were usually like sandwiches or, tuna salad and stuff
and then
like that.
Some get the melon baller out and have at it.
I had nothing.
Oh, yeah, we ate watermelon with every meal, I want to say.
And then you go with the good humor truck. You go get a push-up.
Ching, 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 ching.
Push that thing, and it was never more than a couple bites, and there's that that paper bottom,
that,
and you're done.
And that drippage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the outside would always get, the cardboard would get too soggy by the time you finished.
But a push-up, that.
Oh, I love the push-up.
One of the best things ever invented.
What a great, because it was interactive. It was we had no interactive stuff back then except the bishop.
The bishop and the
bishop,
push-up.
The bishop.
My
the
bishop was interactive. How was your bishop?
Now you got rings that spin in your mouth and that other stuff.
Oh, well, because then the big thing became pop rocks, but that was later. But
rings that spin in your mouth.
Yeah, like now you know those candy suckers?
Oh, yeah.
Where
they're
rings
ring.
and stuff like that. Now they have motorized ones. So you can put a sucker in your mouth, hit it, and it spins inside your mouth.
Really?
Yes.
And then the push-up always had that little doily on the top. It wasn't covered completely, if you remember. It just had that little...
Like a cardboard doily on top.
And you pulled that off. Oh, man. That was a cool...
There are still good humor trucks
going
around.
Okay, so...
Are they as popular?
The guy who was traveling our neighborhood over the weekend was playing La Cucaracha over and over and over.
What neighborhood did he think he was in?
I don't know, but I'm thinking, is that really the song you want for something edible?
So we used to have the guy that had the song, though. We didn't have as many good humor trucks come by as the soft serve truck that played
the
little tune.
The song, but...
But
the good humor had the bell.
Yeah, the bells.
That's all you needed to hear.
Yeah.
With that weird arch over the driver's seat where they could ring, you actually got to see the bells hanging there and ring. That was very exciting.
And man, it was so cool because, that soft serve thing, you ordered it by the window and you saw them pull, but that good humor guy, he used to open up that thing and all the cold.
Right. And I always thought, how does he know where anything is?
Because it was all stacked.
There's no light in there.
Yeah.
He'd reach in and get exactly what you wanted.
Yeah. And that burst of cold air would come out. And he would just, and like, how did he know I wanted that gummy or whatever, the thing with the crumbles on it? That was always a good humor.
Drumstick.
With the drumstick, But man, that was the coolest thing. When the good humor guy, because it was a whole different ice cream experience than the soft serve.
Soft serve. And we've got something in between now, a guy who plays La Cucaracha, but serves you pre-made ice cream treats.
Well, don't they have a lot of those Hispanic guys have the little
bikes.
Cart with the, that's some kind of an ice thing, like right with the syrup, isn't it?
And snow cones.
But it doesn't have like a Hispanic name?
No. Not like churros.
It says, I always thought it said something else.
Oh.
Like,
helado? Helado?
No, not
is
that
ice
much.
Cream.
There's not that much.
He's trying to bait you onto some racial platform of which there is no return.
He's a master at that.
There's some name that I think that squishy thing that they make is called in Spanish.
Agua. how do you say solid?
Four male students at North Carolina State University are attempting to put an end to date rape with their own hands. More accurately, they're ending it with the hands of their friends, girlfriends, and female supporters. The guys have invented a nail polish called Undercover Colors that changes shades when touched by date rape drugs.
Oh, wow.
They aim to protect their loved ones and women who may not have anyone present to watch out for them. When wearing the polish, women can test their drink by stirring it with their finger. The company hopes to make would-be rapists fear the potential repercussions of being caught trying to drug a woman.
Is there that? Is that that prevalent? That are guys now, really doing knows? That much?
Where does one get their roofies these days?
You have a roofie guy.
Yeah, they get them. Okay.
You got one more.
Eric?
Gary, hello, everybody.
What up?
I remember the Good Humor guy when he was on an oversized tricycle, and he had an ice chest in the back that was filled with dry ice and all the Good Humor products. And, of course, he had the bell. I only remember it a couple of times, but and then, you know, he went to a truck. But, yeah, the Good Humor was outstanding ice cream.
Oh, yeah. It's probably still good.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
I don't know if you can still buy it.
Their trucks are still out there. I see one going around downtown here every now and then. They used to have it in stores, right? The Good Humor product.
I think they still do have it in in convenience stores in those little square freezers.
That ice cream bar with the nuts embedded into the the chocolate covering.
Yeah. Target bars. Is that what you're?
I don't know what it was.
And then it had a cakey center.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those were Target bars. Well, that's how we always referred to them as Target bars.
Why are they Target bars?
Because if you bit it at just the right point, you had the chocolate outside, the vanilla ice cream, and then that chocolate center, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Eric.
All right, thanks.
Let's go home and have dinner and some watermelon and ice cream.
That's a good thing, is that this show always ends on a food discussion. You get home and you're ready to eat.
Ravenous, man. Thanks for listening. Have a great evening. Back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And the show repeats itself if somebody pushes the right button right after this is over. Good night.